Once again, we gather today on Memorial Day, a day to remember and pray for those who gave their lives for each and every one of us. With the blessings and the good side of the coin of our country, of freedom and liberty, to be able to come to a building like this, with Jesus Christ, we can proclaim the good news, the time to come together. And if many of you know the history of our country, the different wars we've been through, and the ways that it's, in a special way, when hitting Europe, and the hardest part, I think, for myself personally, is knowing the challenges between Christians having a war with each other. Not necessarily the individuals. Obviously, we say thank you to our soldiers, especially those that gave their lives, or for those who came home with what we know now today, PTSD or depression or addictions. We pray for them and support them for their suffering through the time for us to be able to have such freedom. And we also consider, thank God for our Immaculate Mother Mary, who is our patroness for us, and also the fact of people giving, again, signing up to support for us. That's really, really crucial in our society. People to stand up and to do the word and to work for us, in the natural laws, if you will. Also, I think today, I remember it was almost 7 years. It was my first funeral for my uncle. Uncle Herb, he was in Vietnam, and he had Agent Orange that eventually killed him through cancer in his brain. And I was one of my first funerals as a deacon, and just a couple days before I was ordained a priest. And just knowing that whole situation, many of you know more than me of Vietnam and how soldiers were coming down, coming back home with diseases, and then the culture just going crazy. I hope we're past that. And even if we disagree with a war, to thank our soldiers because they're doing what they're told to do. And especially today, we thank you. I know our brothers and sisters here today that have served overseas and experiences that I will never have. And I give my gratitude and our parishioners' gratitude for the way that you've served us. And now, not only those that were not killed overseas, you have come back in society and built a family, our pillars of our church, and allowing that to, I recommend it always to continue to bring that to the Lord, especially if our people still have those types of depression, or again, I said before that brain challenges to talk, to share behind doors where you can be heard the way you experienced. And finally, I recommend today for all of us, we're talking about a day off that most, over 50% of people don't know it's Memorial Day. I said that, I think, yesterday. But also, we know that. That's why we're here. Thank you. And it's an honor, again, to be here. I think next year, I kind of knew the weather already, but I was talking to Father David Forsman yesterday, and they do their Memorial Day Mass at the cemetery. And And we do have a Catholic cemetery, so I think it is time next year to you know, weather permission to do our Mass on this day at the cemetery. And finally, to know that we're celebrating today, we're remembering, we're praying in our natural world of war. That's why I offered the prayers from wars. And always remember that every one of us is a soldier of our Savior in the spiritual dimension. We're always at war between good and evil, from the demons to the angels, that we all, as Christians and Catholics, are in a different, deeper war for all eternity. And I don't say that to take away this day as Memorial Day, but to always know that yes, God is, and Jesus has called us to do His mission. And part of that is to be in a war spiritually, not with guns, not with violence, but with our prayers, with our intercessions, the ways that we speak with the Lord, the scriptures, sacraments, confession, all the great gifts that God has given us through our Catholic Church. So just take some time today, you know, to rest and to pray for our loved ones, for our spiritual world, and the fact that Jesus Christ, like I've said many times, has already won the game. Let's bring our thoughts today in sacred ways, because we know why we have this day, and to communicate and listen to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for our country and for our world, for all of our brothers and sisters who have given their lives and the kingdom of God with our brothers and sisters in Catholicism and Christianity.